misunderstood.
Love that. That's Jamie Cullum featuring Gregory Porter, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. And I'm playing that because it is actually, they do a version of that in Return to Forbidden Planet, which I went to see on Monday night. It is a masterful mashup of Shakespeare's The Tempest and Forbidden Planet, which is the 1956 science fiction film based on The Tempest. And the inspired writer, Bob Carlton, created Shakespeare's forgotten rock musical in the early 80s. And he says, people seem to have liked it each time it's staged. Well, I tell you what, the audience in Hornchurch on Monday night were on their feet more than once. And not in small part, a huge thanks to the wonderful Joseph Mann, who I'm joined by now. Hello, Joseph.
Hello, you all right?
Yes, I'm really good. And you really did save the day in this production because Frieda Ruth, who's played the robot Ariel in countless productions over the 25-year history, was badly injured during the show on Friday night.
He was, yeah. It was unfortunate. He does a wonderful little moment quite early on in the show. He has a little stunt that's gone perfectly every time, but on Friday night something must have gone wrong and he's injured his knee. And when it happened, we just carried on. We noticed that he was holding his knee, and we carried on the show. And then about 5 minutes later, the director Bob Carlton came onto the stage and interrupted and said, "I'm very sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Frieda has had an accident. I'm afraid we're going to have to stop the show." So it was a bit of an awkward moment, really. We didn't really know what to do.
Oh, dear me. Just awful. And he actually went into hospital, didn't he?
He did, yes. He was in, as far as we were aware, he was in the ambulance when Bob made the announcement. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yes, no, but he's on the road to recovery, and we're all wishing him very, very well.
Yes, absolutely. But then they said, right, okay, so we haven't strictly got an understudy. Does anybody fancy having a go? And in a moment of madness, you went, yeah, go on then.
Yeah, I think a moment of madness probably sums it up quite well, really. yeah, because I think that I think eyes were definitely on me anyway, because we're actually going on a big UK tour in 2015. We start in January. We start off in Brighton, and then we're all over the UK for a good few months. And as far as the tour's concerned, I am his understudy for that.
Okay.
So in terms of the rehearsals that we had for the run here at Hornchurch, I'd sort of been, just clocking what Frieda did as his role, just in preparation for understudying. And yes, it was the case of, a moment of madness. Yes, let's do it.
Well, I mean, so really you had about 4 hours rehearsal, am I right?
Yeah, something like that, because it was an 8 o'clock show on Friday. I think we had to stop at about maybe 8:40. We had about half an hour, 45 minutes to sort of realise what on earth was going on, and then we agreed that I was going to go on for him. So we spent the rest of the night, it was about a couple of hours, rehearsing the first act, and then on Saturday morning we came and had another couple of hours rehearsing the second act. And then we had a matinee at 2:30.
Unbelievable.
And I went on.
I tell you what, because I knew about this before the show, and so, of course, as you came on the stage, there was that sort of initial, oh, what's going to happen? And
yeah.
Within 30 seconds, you just kind of relaxed and went, oh, we're safe. He's amazing. Because your mannerisms and everything you did, I know you're not on skates like Frieda does it, but that didn't matter at all, because you did all the... I mean, I know you're a trained actor, musician. Really, I don't know why anyone ever worried for one second, because you were a robot. And your speaking and everything, it was just brilliant.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. To be honest, I've always referred to myself as the great pretender when it comes to covering for Frieda. He's like you said in your introduction, he's done it. He knows the role inside out. He's got so much experience, and he has explored so many different facets of Ariel and how to play the character. So I had 4 weeks of watching him do that. So I was lucky that I'd had that time to sort of watch him and see how he works and how he allows his character to grow and So that was the basis of where my character came from, really. So right. I think all credit goes to him.
Well, yes, a lot of credit goes to him. But I tell you what, don't for one second think that you didn't bring something special to it, because you really did. It was superb. And you're playing the trombone as well.
Yes, indeed.
Now, my children play the saxophone, and so we've got a bit of understanding of wind instruments. But the trombone, I don't get that. There's no buttons.
no valves. That's it. I called them buttons as well. it's what they are. You push them down, they do something. yes, no, the trombone is the unique one in terms of the brass family, in that it's operated via a slide. So, I've been playing the trombone for, oh, goodness me, probably longer than I'm prepared to admit on live radio. and I remember when I was a kid and I first saw it, and it really was love at first sight, really. It was a loud, shiny brass instrument, and I thought, yep, that's the one for me. So it's a lifelong love affair with the trombone for me.
Well, it's awesome. It's awesome to watch. And what else do you play then in the show?
In the show, I
saw you play guitar at the end.
Yes, I play guitar. I'm on the drums. Initially, before we had to, before Frido's accident, I was also playing. I was on keys and bass guitar as well. But we've had to do a little bit of rejigging of music and so on to compensate. But we're now at that stage. I've done a few shows where I've gone on as Ariel, and I can sort of relax into it a little bit more. And when it first happened, it was a very worrying time. But now I've had a chance to sort of settle into it. With the plan is that we'll start adding bits, more bits of music in, and trying to get back to our full strength.
So the tour, you can get information from that on www.forbiddenplanetreturns.com.
I think the nearest
place probably to us is the Dartford Orchard Theatre. You're going to be there in February, but you've got some great places you're going to. You're going all over, aren't you?
We really are, yeah. We start in Brighton on the 20th of January. Where are we off to next? We're off to Birmingham, and then, yes, Dartford. And then we go all the way up to Glasgow. We're in High Wycombe, Darlington.
Mm.
Yeah, all over the place.
And more dates to be announced, I think it says on the website as well.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if I can give too much of that away, but they're all available on forbiddenplanetreturns.com.
Wonderful.
So we're really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to the different audiences that we get to play with and have fun. So we really can't wait.
Yeah, I think it's just a brilliant show. I mean, as I mentioned to you before, I remember seeing it back in 1994 was the first time I saw it, with Sarah Whittock and Stuart Nurse as Miranda and Captain Tempest.
Yeah.
And I've always loved it, and this cast certainly did it justice. I mean, it was a brilliant night, Monday night.
Thank you.
But unfortunately, it's sold out. It's sold out, isn't it? So listeners can't get tickets for this run at Hornchurch, but definitely get tickets for when it comes to Dartford.
Definitely. And if you can't do then, we're also doing it's a little bit of a trek across from the Hornchurch Romford area, but we are doing Wimbledon as well.
Okay. I know what I wanted to ask you as well. What happened costume wise? Did they have to create a new costume for you?
Fortunately not. I that might have been one of the other reasons why I was cast as his understudy. You know, Frido and I have we're a similar sort of size, and he's about just over 6 foot, and so am I. So fortunately, it all fits quite nicely. So
okay.
A lucky little few moment, really.
Yeah. Well, you did a great job, and I'm sure we'll continue to do so. And I know the cast were absolutely so thrilled and relieved and thankful to you for stepping in at the last minute.
No, well, I just want to thank everyone who's come to see it so far for being so supportive. It's been a wonderful run, and we're having a great time. So thank you, everyone who's come already.
Brilliant. Have a great Christmas, and then enjoy the tour in the new year.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.